Sean Horn is here hosting MediConnects, the inside connection, MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. We go from one show to the next, and all these toll-free numbers, it just overwhelms me sometimes, but somehow I keep it straight. It's great to see you. You look fantastic. Look, it's always a unique time to talk about Medicare. But the good news is that MediConnect is here, as is the Inside Connection, and they're always just a phone call away. We have live advisors standing by until noon today, and there is never a charge for your services. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm feeling really good. I kind of like a nice rainy Saturday once in a while because it makes you just kind of sit back and just relax and appreciate what you have.
For sure. And I tell you, it's very peaceful out there today. Not a lot of traffic. So if you do have to go anywhere, you should be able to get there in a breeze. But yeah, it's kind of refreshing. All the green out there, water coming down, helping it out. So my lawn is pretty thankful. I'll talk to Andy about that afterwards. But, you know, it is very good to be here and to be heard. So thank you once again, Rob, for allowing us to ride shotgun with the Pratt Pack this Saturday morning. And, you know, when we talk about Medicare today, we're going to be focusing in on a lot of things related to some of the biggest mistakes that you can make with Medicare that we're constantly having to undo and untie these knots of. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit today. And then in the third segment, we're going to be talking about some creative ways that a lot of our clients are making their Medicare Advantage plans a little bit more comprehensive and very, very affordable manner. So very excited to talk about that as well in a third segment upcoming. But, you know, we have a new seminar readout. We have a lot of events coming up here in the not-too-distant future, so we're going to be getting to that in just a moment. But, look, I'd be remiss if I didn't spend a few moments talking about the wonderful mothers in our audience and of our area here. You know, I'm sure you saw on Facebook, I was out in New Jersey last week because of my daughter's dance competition. So I got to spend a little time on a beach as well, which is pretty cool in the late spring. But, you know, one thing I got to notice and really appreciate, especially, again, with the crew of ladies that were with us, is it is amazing how selfless a lot of these women are. I mean, they give and give until they can't stand anymore. So to, you know, be surrounded constantly by women in our region who subscribe to that same theory that really drive our society from a loving and nurturing standpoint. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Absolutely, including your mom.
Yeah, she's probably listening right now.
And your beautiful bride.
Very much so. I'm surrounded by two of the best, so I can't be more thankful for that. Also, special shout out to Mom 2.0, who is Aunt Susan. So thank you all for helping me along here. And again, mom, stepmom, the neighborhood mom, whatever role you fill when it comes to motherhood, we are extremely thankful for you this weekend. So again, we do appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to you all. But before we get started on the show, of course, we like to have a little bit of fun with history. And
on this date.
On this date. And I'm going to tell you now, folks, get your Google machines out because I'm telling you, this week's trivia is a little tough. I'm getting you all ready for Jeopardy. So let's go, right? So on this day, back in history, on May 13th, first and foremost, the song When the Saints Go Marching In was recorded back in 1938 by the great Louis Armstrong. So I didn't realize this song was that old, quite honestly. I thought it was relatively newer. So quite interesting. Winston Churchill gave his first speech as prime minister where the words, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat," occurred in 1940. Again, very recent history.
Mm-hmm.
An assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square in Rome in 1981. I was 1 year old at that time. And then, look, happy 73rd birthday to the great
Stevie Wonder. Right.
What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song?
I like them all, man. My Sherry, Amore, you know, Ribbon in the Sky. I mean, Everything Is All Right, even though I'm a little uptight. You know,
okay.
I like it. Fingertips. I mean, I'll be here all night, man. I mean,
you could go all day,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know, Keys in the Songs of Life. And I mean, just, you know, you name it. I love them all.
Mine that stands above the rest is Superstition.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song. And did you know, I'm not sure if you knew, it seems like you're a history buff when it comes to Stevie.
Yep.
Did you know he was signed to Motown Records at the age 13. Of 11?
Was he 11?
11.
Mm-hmm.
back in 1961.
Listen, if you Google the Apollo review, Stevie Wonder performing Fingertips,
okay,
you'll realize that young man just, he had a groove going that just was, to this day, it's amazing. You know, he can pretty much make a song out of anything.
Anything.
And he can play just about any type of music on a keyboard and plays drums. I mean, he, harmonica, just, and I can tell in the first few moments of any song when it's a Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
just, Songs in the Key of Life, 1977, that was a powerful album. And the only one that even could come close a couple of years down the road was Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of talent in Motown, for sure, thanks to Berry Gordy and Smokey and them.
A lot of iconic sounds, right?
Yeah, I still can't believe he's 73.
I know. And I'm sure he's still belting it out at his house right now. So
I love him. He looks great.
He does. And, you know, again, got to hit our trivia question. This one's going to be a little tough. So, Ken, this is Mother's Day weekend. So if you're looking for something to do today with your mom, the Pittsburgh Aviary has their owl encounter event at 1:30. So, listen, I'm trying to tie it all together here for you. So this is a tough one, kind of out of left field a little bit. A group of owls are called what?
Who?
That's right. A group of owls are called what? What is a grouping of owls called? So the first person with the right answer is going to get a $15 gas card, compliments of MediConnect. So first one with the answer, call in.
412-922-1020. You could call in an after hours party because they're out late at night, right?
You know, have you ever seen a grouping of them though? They're pretty lone animals.
Can I tell you something? I don't even think I've ever seen an owl.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you need to go to the aviary today.
I know. Well, I've been to the aviary. They do all kinds of great
things.
They do. But you know what's become so common now? Eagles.
Yeah.
There was a time when that was like unheard of. But now eagles fly and soar above us all.
Yep.
All the time.
And they have that beautiful nest down on the south side that I get to see every so often. So pretty cool.
But have you ever been walking and wondering if there's like an eagle or a hawk like soaring above you and thinking, they may think they can get me off the ground. They're pretty powerful.
They are.
These birds of prey.
They are. Absolutely.
And owls, don't make no mistake about it. At night, they can see, and they got those necks on a swivel. If there's a mouse in the house, it's going to be dinner for them.
Without a doubt. They're good to have around for sure.
All right. Group of owls. What do you call them? That number is 412-922-1020. The 10th caller? No. The first person who gets it correctly. So you actually have to do a little work here. 10th caller? No. You have to call with the answer. It
Correct.
Is 412-922-1020, and you get to get gas card, which is our gift card. So what are we going to be talking about today?
So, again, we're going to be talking about how people are making their Medicare choices related to Medicare Advantage plans a little bit more comprehensive with their coverage options. And we're also going to uncover some of the mistakes that people are making with Medicare that we often have to undo. Before we jump into the break, real quick readout of the seminars. We're on May 16th. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Irwin. May 23rd, Holiday Inn in Monroeville. We already got a big turnout cranking out there. May 25th, I am happy to host the Holiday Inn in Greentree, right up the road from these studios.
Yep.
I love hanging out there, so come see me there. And then I'm also going to be in attendance May 31st at the Cranberry Library, where Corey Murphy is going to be hosting that event. All 6 o'clock start times. If you are going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, must attend events. You get the education you need within 45 minutes. Get to hear the questions of your neighbors. Get put on that right pathway so that we don't have to undo any of these mistakes we're going to talk about here shortly.
All right. We have a lot to get to. He is Sean Horn. This is the Inside Connection. Don't forget, live advisors standing by until noon today, 888-818-6334. There is never a charge for their services. MediConnectInsurance.com. If you want to be a part of those seminars, you do have to register. You can do that by calling 888-818-6334 or going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the Seminars tab. Sean Horn, Rob Pratt, this week's edition of the Inside Connection on Stevie Wonder's birthday, May 13th. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You have to admit, Sean Horn, wouldn't it be nice to soar like an eagle or a hawk and or hang out with some owls where you could see like we're seeing in the daylight up in some tree at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
That would be very cool.
Man, that'd be a hoot.
I love it.
Hey, listen.
You're on your game today this morning, my friend.
You know what, man? I didn't get much sleep. I feel really strong today. I don't know what it is, man. I think I could go 15 rounds today.
Check that out.
All right. Again, here is the question. We do have a winner, Cynthia from Butler, did he say?
He did, yeah.
So she is the winner, and here was the question and your answer of this week's trivia question. And because she was the correct caller, she'll get a gas card courtesy of MediConnect.
Yep. Group of vowels is called what? The answer is a parliament, which I could not believe the phone lines lit up. So first and foremost, thank you for all of those who are listening. Sorry to Zach to make you work a little overtime in the studio there, but I could not believe that that many people thought they had the right answer. I would have been stumped. So congrats to Cynthia, and thank you all for listening in and giving your best answer. We do appreciate you hanging out in our attendance.
Let me ask you something. Speaking of Parliament, you know, mm-hmm. I love the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I was watching an in-depth interview with their prime ministers. We were talking about Winston Churchill. But I was watching this interview, and I'm just thinking, do they have a form of Medicare, or is it socialized medicine around the world? Is there anybody anywhere in the world that has their version of Medicare?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it's pretty much at a locked-in land here where – you know, they have some sort of socialized medicine over there, I do believe. So that's why whenever you go traveling outside the country and in your retirement, you generally can't just rely upon Medicare. You have to get some sort of traveler's insurance to go along with it, because Medicare is not universally accepted.
Well, what you should do on one of your amazing podcasts that you uh-huh. do or hear, because of that relationship I have with my friends of three decades, AAA Central, yep. one of the things we talk about all the time is travel insurance. It's a must. And you know what? When you are traveling abroad and you're on Medicare, you should have travel insurance from AAA.
Yeah, and it's really pennies on the dollar, to be quite honest with you. It's very inexpensive. So hopefully AAA appreciates that little plug there because I agree with you, though. It's a must-have. So, but yes, thank you to Cynthia for giving the correct answer and providing the answer of Parliament. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that over the last 5 years of partnering with KDKA, you know, we've helped reach and assist over 20,000 neighbors in the Pittsburgh area when it comes to their Medicare concerns and selections. And, you know, we want to talk a little bit about some of the most common mistakes that we happen to come across in order to help our audience avoid them. And, you know, what's really cool, I was, like I said a few moments ago, I was hanging out with my wife, kid-free this weekend up until tomorrow. So my wife and I went out to dinner, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, it's really cool what MediConnect does and how we're building this out, where, you know, we're not selling anything. We want to provide information to help guide people into great decisions for their needs. And it's an awesome service to be able to do. So we're going to continue that out, continue growing that to kind of help you understand, again, some of the mistakes we want to avoid. And one of the biggest that we happen to come across is the fact of how to avoid penalties when getting on to Medicare. This is a huge one that we're constantly having to address in our seminars or in our one-on-one consultations that we have with our clientele. So I want to put this out there for everybody to really, and I'm going to simplify it down for you. So here's how you can avoid one of the biggest mistakes with Medicare when it comes to penalties. And that is, in order to keep your coverage beyond the age of 65, you have to be covered by somebody who is actively employed, whether you or your spouse. So if you have COBRA or retiree benefits down the line when you go to get on Medicare, it is a guarantee you are going to face a penalty at that time. So for those of you who, and we're running across a lot of it lately, where you're getting these early buyouts and they're saying, okay, you can go ahead and retire. We'll pay for 6 months of your salary and give you a little bit of health care, and it goes beyond your 61st birthday. Well, at that point in time, once you get of Medicare age at 65 and you continue on with COBRA or the retiree benefits, again, we're starting to accrue penalties at that point. So I really want to lay it out there clearly that in order to avoid a penalty related to your initial enrollment onto Medicare, both with Part B and Part D penalties, you have to keep active employment coverage. I want to make sure we're very clear about that.
So you got to have something.
You got to have something, and you got to have it while working. Again, once you're retired or away from the workforce, that's when the penalties are going to start accruing. So that is one problem we have to untangle quite often. Another one is the fact of the concept, you know what? I don't take any medications. I don't need a drug plan. And look, in theory, I very much understand that. You don't want to pay more for something that you really don't need. at this point. But, you know, unless you're, generally speaking, unless you're getting your medications from the VA through your work in the military and serving our great country, you're very likely going to need a drug plan. And the reason why that is because, you know, look, let's break it down to the money of it all. Of course, you're hearing in the news a lot lately that the government is fighting about how to keep Medicare solvent financially. So, you know, what they're trying to do is push off a lot of these little upcharges and so forth onto the consumers and beneficiaries of Medicare to whatever degree they can. So once you're eligible for Medicare, you don't have a lot of healthcare options to kind of shop around on. It's basically, there's your system you have to abide by. While knowing that you're painted into a corner a little bit when it comes to all these coverage selections and options, the government is going to make you pay when you don't have that drug coverage, because eventually you are likely to need it. Very few people go their entire Medicare career without taking a prescription. So when the day does eventually come where you will need that medicine and you do need that prescription filled and you go to get that drug coverage at that point, all the time that you go without drug coverage is going to land you a pretty decent penalty down the road. So in order to avoid that at all, there are a lot of plans available in our region that are either very low cost in the form of a monthly premium, or when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, the drug coverage is already included most of the time. So there's really no significant upcharge you really need to worry about when it comes to prescription. And it's a good peace of mind really to have, because once again, I mean, look, you know this all too well. I'm going through a little bit of something right now health-wise where down the road, I may need some sort of medication after the surgery happens. And if that's the case, I'm very happy to have that prescription coverage and not worry about, uh-oh, what do I do now that I have this medication prescribed to me?
Do you think that people should have, even if they're not on Medicare, because you deal with healthcare every day, certain bridges for possible disease or some sort of accident, like insurance coverage, an added kicker to your health insurance, which I know you can get with Advantage plans and supplements and the five-star program with Medicare? But man, medicine is getting more and more specialized, and that's why you need a professional like the people that represent MediConnect, because they can kind of, I don't know, navigate you through these things, right?
And make sure that you're not paying more than you need to for your medication. That's our main goal. That's the first item that we check off our list when we help you individually is, let's see what medications you're taking and make sure you don't have to pay a penny more than necessary for these prescriptions, because we all know these drug companies make a ton of money. And as we get on to retirement, a lot of the time we're on fixed income. We want to keep the money in the pockets of the people we're helping. We don't want you to overspend when it comes to your medications. And the last mistake that people often make in our region when it comes to their healthcare decisions with Medicare is going straight to the insurance company. When you go straight to the insurance company, Rob, you're getting one company's potential solution for your needs. You're not getting the full menu access. So it's like you get to read the appetizer menu,
right,
but you don't get to see everything all the way down to the desserts, because you only get to talk to one company, and they're not allowed to talk about their competition. Here at MediConnect, the top rated service that we have,
talk about everyone.
We could talk about everyone. And again, point you in a direction where you make the decision, but we're going to point you in the direction of what you need to do in order to save as much money as you can, but also get all of the coverage you deserve.
That's why you should be calling right now, setting up that appointment. Remember, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. What's coming up next?
We're going to talk about how to make those Medicare Advantage plans even more comprehensive in some very creative ways.
Can I continue to nail down the best coverage for each and every one of you? And you can get one tailor-made for you by calling right now and setting up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Sean Horn, Rob Pratt, back with more in a moment on KDKA. You know, Memorial Day is fast approaching, and we'll do more as we get towards that very patriotic holiday. And, of course, Veterans Day. You think about vets. I think about people who serve our country all the time. As we get back to the inside connection, if you're a vet or you are the caregiver of a vet, or it's your significant other, male or female, whoever spent time in the military, and you're wondering about your health care coverage when it comes to being a veteran and things you may not know about, Why don't you give us a call? So any veteran out there, we'll kind of set aside a couple of minutes on the show this week and right through Memorial Day. If you have questions about your Medicare coverage and you are a veteran, I want you to call us. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But I'm going to let Sean, before he gets into all the different types of things that he was discussing going into the break about what he wanted to pick up on, I think if you're a vet, you should call 888-818-6334 right now, because more times than not, there's something good out there for you in the way of health care and Medicare that you're totally unaware of.
And oftentimes, Rob, it doesn't interfere in any way, shape, or form with the benefits that you have through the government, through the military, and the VA system. So there's a lot of add-ons, and some of which actually will get you money back into your Medicare check or your Social Security check. So everybody has to pay that $164 or more generally. And, you know, if you're somebody who's served in the military, there's a significant way to get a good chunk of that back. Plus also get the dental, vision, gym memberships, and everything else we talk about all the time. So really, it would serve our heroes in our neighborhoods here to really plug in and get connected with MediConnect, because there's a lot of ways we can help you for sure.
You know, so I'm flipping around the channel the other night, and the final scene or two of Saving Private Ryan was on. Tom Hanks telling the young man to earn it, Matt Damon, and then all of a sudden, it, you know, you see him transpose into this older gentleman. He's in the cemetery asking his wife if he lived a good life. But when you think about it, that's how our life goes.
Yeah.
You are in your early 20s, and then next thing you know, you're in your 30s, you're raising children, you're in your 40s, then you're 50. You hopefully have already planned retirement, then you're knocking on that Social Security door. But our government, a lot of people don't realize how fortunate we are. You can get that Social Security check. In most cases, it's enough to take care of some good things in your life, and you get Medicare. And if you're a veteran, that's the trifecta right there. There's all sorts of things that you can do for people. Just those three things alone that can change someone's life and give them peace of mind.
And if there's any demographic out there that deserves that peace of mind, my goodness, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely. If you're somebody who you know, meets those characteristics and qualifiers that Rob was just discussing, you want to at least know what's out there. That's what we do. You know, again, we don't sell anything. We just want to educate and build relationships with people in the community that could, you know, potentially stand to benefit from this madness that is Medicare. So 888-818-6334. If you do have questions, we do have the lab advisor standing by through noon today. But to get into a little bit more of what we were going to discuss when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans. Yep. So we just this week come to realize that through the Kaiser Family Foundation, they released the news that more than 50% of Medicare beneficiaries throughout the country are now on Medicare Advantage plans. And actually, here in Allegheny County and the surrounding communities here, it's a considerably higher. The majority of people are on Medicare Advantage plans. So there's been a pretty seismic shift, which we cover quite often, especially in the last 5 years, and comes from the fact that Medicare Advantage plans are going to offer lower monthly premiums than Medigap plans do. So they are more affordable month to month. But also, the reason why they're gaining in popularity is because they function like group health insurance plans you had during your working year. So you have a premium when you go to use your coverage, you pay a copay, you have drug coverage included, you generally abide by a network. This is all familiar to the coverage you had during your working years. Well, this is how Medicare Advantage plans work in your retirement years. And then with Medicare Advantage, you're generally going to have added benefits like dental, vision, over-the-counter allowances, gym memberships. So, you know, since costs are going up at an alarming rate as of recently in recent history, but fixed incomes are kind of strained and stressed, we really got to figure out how to maximize any money that you're spending while not overspending related to your Medicare coverage. And we're coming to find that people have pretty creative ways to doing so. And this is actually the type of plan that my own mom has, by the way. My own mom benefits from this type of coverage here with her Medicare plan. So she has what's called an indemnity plan. And what an indemnity plan does is it basically, for a very low premium, will fill in the high expenses that you may face with Medicare Advantage plans. And some of them being like your inpatient hospital stay or your maximum out of pocket because, heaven forbid, you're diagnosed with cancer and you have chemotherapy or something along those lines. And, you know, it's a rarity that you hit the maximum out of pocket, but when you do, it's painful because it could be $6,000 or more that you have to pay for your health care. So what people are doing now to protect themselves against such a cost outlay, and again, we're talking something as minor relatively speaking, as an inpatient hospital stay, there are ways that you can have that covered, and again, for pennies on a dollar. And my mom has a plan where she's essentially paying about $45 a month for her indemnity plan on top of her Medicare Advantage coverage. And what happens there is if she gets admitted into the hospital, she will receive a check from this indemnity plan for up to 3 days of being in a hospital, $200 per day. Now, my mom only has a flat copay that if she goes to the hospital, it's $200 for the whole stay. But if she's in there for three, she's going to benefit an extra $400 that's tax-free, by the way, which we always love tax-free stuff, right? So why not take advantage of it? But here's the really cool kicker to this, the way that this plan works. My mom also takes a couple prescription drugs, some of which are brand names, some of them are generics. If you take a generic, you will get a $10 per month per generic for every medication that you take. And then if it's a brand name drug, it's $25 a month. Now, they do have a limit where they'll pay out $600 on the year. But you can use this to go against your monthly premium. So effectively, my mom, she takes a brand name and she takes a generic. So she qualifies for $35 a month back on this plan because of the two medications that she has filled. So effectively what she's paying is $10 a month for this coverage out of pocket, out the door. And if she gets admitted to the hospital, her hospitalization copay is taken care of. So she doesn't have to worry about the you know, high expense of, oh my goodness, I just got discharged. What am I going to be facing in the form of a bill from this inpatient hospital stay? She doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
You realize a month stay in the hospital can wipe out any savings you have.
Without a doubt. And here's a very affordable way to make sure that that's not your reality. So effectively, here's what we're trying to do with these types of programs and coverage options, where we're taking Medicare Advantage plans and making them as Medigap or Medicare supplement-like as we possibly can, but for far less money per month. So again, my mom is paying about $20 a month for her plan. She's got this other coverage, which is $45, but she's getting $35 of those dollars back. So effectively, she's out the door $30 additional per month and doesn't have to worry about an inpatient hospital stay. And she can actually stand to benefit $400 if she's discharged in one day.
How's come we've never talked about this before?
Well, we have. It's just that this program here is...
But you nailed it down to the dollars. That's why I think it sounds so amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, and it's...
You mean $200, that's her total copay.
That's her copay, but this insurance company will pay that.
Right, up to 3 days, so she gets $400 back.
Yeah.
How, where do I sign up for that?
Hey,
MediConnect.
We got the advisor standing by now.
All right, so I call right now, 888-818-6334, shortcut. Somebody heard you. They say, look, I was listening to Sean Horn on the radio. This is what he was talking about. What should they say it is? Just what do they call it?
Our agents already know what it is.
Okay.
So just say, hey, I'm interested in that plan that covers my hospital and it helps me out with some of my drug costs. We'll know exactly what it is and we'll make it very attainable for you. And here's the really, really cool part about it as well, folks. Health-wise, it is very easy to qualify for. It is very lenient underwriting. So they want as many people on this plan as possible because, again, an inpatient hospital stay, CT scans, heaven forbid you go through chemotherapy. These are things that are going to cost a lot of money when you go to use that coverage, and this is a way that you can guard yourself against it.
But now, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but I think this would be something the hospitals would love because that means they're going to get paid.
It does. Yeah, and so our wonderful hospital systems around this region here, it would serve your patients very, very well to make sure you get paid to have this type of coverage. Because again, as we keep talking about during the breaks, I have this event coming up medically speaking. Unfortunately, I can't qualify for this plan right now because of what I'm dealing with. But had I, my surgery, my inpatient stay afterwards, I would have nothing to worry about. And it would be very inexpensive to have this type of coverage, especially because I do take a generic medication and a brand name medication. I would basically have my premium paid for by my prescriptions. So you get money back for having prescription drugs. That's basically what it comes down to. And it covers your hospital. Why not, right?
Yeah. I mean, And the price of drugs is just going up and up and up. And copays going up and up and up. I mean, I'll tell you what's so amazing. It goes from one extreme to the other.
It does.
You could pull up to a pharmacy, any of the great ones that we love and respect, and get a copay, how much do I owe you, and you'll be shocked. And then on a drug that you think is going to be giant, it's $4.
Right.
So, I mean, you need somebody to navigate this stuff for you.
And it's almost like a guessing game, quite honestly.
It is.
You know, where you hold your, I'll put it a different way. You cross your fingers very tightly, like, oh, what is this going to cost me? And you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst. Well, here's the situation where you don't have to do any of that. You're covered.
It is pretty cool, the stuff that you come up with. That's why it's MediConnect, and that's why they are the best at what they do. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. It is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Tell them about the seminars.
Yes, if you are new to Medicare, within the next 12 months, we have must-attend events coming to local neighborhoods. May 16th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Irwin. May 23rd, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville. And again, already have a big turnout there. Coming up here in the next couple weeks as well, we are going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree on May 25th, which I am hosting. May 31st, Cranberry Public Library, a location that we do love. And again, I will be in attendance there. Plus, we have events coming to Upper St. Clair, Beaver Falls, Harmerville, New Kensington, Pleasant Hills, Oakdale, and Gibsonia by the end of June. So please go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, or call 888-818-6334 to get yourself registered, as our events do fill up quickly.
Short break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. All right, we're back, and we have a lot to get to. But again, what do people ask for what you just talked about? I'm floored by that. I mean, I want it yesterday.
All right, so it is an indemnity plan that covers your hospitalization, but also gives you money back for the prescriptions you're taking. So again, call into the advisors right now through noon, 888-818-6334. Our advisors will know exactly what you're talking about and be able to run you quotes for you to consider. Of course, you don't have to do anything. We just want to provide, no cost, no obligation, good information type of, an event for you here at MediConnect. So we'll be happy to kind of guide you along and also answer any other Medicare questions you may have. And again, especially if you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, we want to help guide you through so we don't have to undo any of the problems that you may cause yourself by trying to do it on your own or going straight to the insurance company. So if you are going to be new to Medicare in a relative near future, again, within the next 12 months, Holiday Inn in Irwin on May 16th, Holiday Inn in Monroeville on May 23rd. May 25th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. May 31st, Cranberry Public Library. All are 6 o'clock start times. All are free to attend. You'll get all the information you need without having to overwhelm yourself within 1 hour to make sure you have the guidance necessary to make very clean decisions for yourself. So again, and we talked a little bit earlier in the show, Rob, about some of these big problems and mistakes that people do make relative to their Medicare decisions. And there are a lot of them that can unfortunately occur, and really want to help you guard against making sure that you're not racking up penalties due to lack of knowledge or lack of experience in understanding with your Medicare. So if you are somebody who is actively employed or covered by somebody who is actively employed, you have the option of staying with that plan or going on to Medicare. And if you stay on your coverage, you will not be accumulating a penalty. But if you are somebody who has COBRA, which is very popular around our region, especially for those people who are, facing early retirements or buyouts from their company, once you become eligible for Medicare, especially, you want to enroll as quick as you can. Plus, now they got these new rules that if you're somebody who works at a company that has 20 or less employees, you have to enroll on a Medicare once you're eligible. If you're with the United States Postal Service, you have to enroll in a Medicare at the age of 65. So there's a lot of new nuances that we have to navigate that really don't make a lot of sense from us, but we don't put a lot of these laws into place, unfortunately. We just have to abide by them And again, make sure that you're not paying more than you need to. So really want to make sure that you're not hitting these penalties and mistakes. Plus, again, going straight to an insurance company, you're really limiting your options. In our region, Rob, we talk about this constantly. We have over 60 plan choices available related to Medicare. When you talk to an individual insurance company, you have maybe 5-10 at the most that are on the, you know, that are available here in our market. So you're really, it's tunnel vision. And talk about tunnels, you know what happens when you come up to the squirrel hole tunnels, you slow down, you rubberneck a little bit, you get frustrated and so forth. Tunnel vision with Medicare does the exact same thing. And you don't have to. We have a lot of detours that you can navigate in order so that you don't have to go through the squirrel hole tunnels and frustrate yourself. And again, talking more about Medicare there. And then, of course, we talked about the program You Just Can't Get Over, which is basically...
Fantastic.
Yeah, taking your Medicare Advantage plan and having a sidecar type of coverage, if you will, that effectively pays for itself, but also helps you with your inpatient hospital costs as well as other potential items. I mean, again, I explained how my own mother has it. And, you know, if I didn't believe in it, there's no way that I would...
Did you get that for her?
Yeah.
What a good son you are.
Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, right?
I'm like her age, so you could look at me like as a father figure. Help me out with that.
Let's go, Rob. I'm ready, my friend.
I'm telling you, that is, and I don't use this often, but that's a game changer.
It is. It is. And it's so attainable. It's so affordable.
And if you're the siblings, you're like, Mom, Dad, you can't believe what I just heard on the radio. Because, listen, if Mom and Dad can't pay.
Yeah.
The kids are going to help if they can, because that's what kids do, or at least you'd hope they would do it. So why not give everybody peace of mind, right?
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on that. But even when you can, and again, what we're talking about, many people in our region will be able to get this type of coverage and really not have to pay anything out of pocket because of the money you get back on the medication. So, and again, it covers your hospital as well as other things. So you really can, there's not many things related to Medicare that are a win-win. This is really one of them. This is one of them. And like you talked about, it's a game changer.
Is it a particular carrier that does that? Or
there's a few of them. We have one in particular we partner with because they offer the lowest rates with this type of program. And of course, and they have a very good history of paying out on claims as well. So we're happy to partner with this particular organization.
So you look into that too, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we don't want the people to come back at us and say, hey, we're not getting paid. We're not getting the claim payout that we deserve. We don't want to handle that frustrating element of it from our clientele either. So we don't want the headaches. We don't want you facing the headaches. So we're going to vet out who we work with when it comes to these types of coverage options, because we don't want you frustrated either.
And, you know, one thing I have learned, this whole footprint is growing, is it not?
It really is. I mean, we just shot our podcast yesterday that Lance and I did, and he actually, which will air next weekend on KDKA, and I didn't realize this, so this was news to me, but the next 2 years is going to have the greatest inflection of Medicare beneficiaries getting onto the program. Of all, 1.5 million beneficiaries each year are going to be getting onto Medicare. And again, that's the biggest number that it's ever been.
That's those baby boomers.
It is.
Those right behind me.
But there's baby boomers that have been on the program for quite a while now. Because, I mean, we're talking, this has been, the baby boomer generation has been aging in for quite a while. The fact that these next 2 years is going to have the biggest number of, you know, people who are going to be eligible for Medicare, I was blown away by that fact. So if that's you.
You thought it had peaked, probably.
I did.
Right?
I did. And look, we still got another 10, 11 years of this. So if you're somebody who needs that type of help that we offer, there's never a cost. Our services are top rated. You can check out our Google listing and see how we're rated and how people feel about us. We're very proud of what we've been able to do. And again, we just provide information in a clear manner so that you can make great decisions for yourself.
Do you have to eventually take Social Security or you miss it?
No. So, I mean, it's going to be there. It's just eventually it stops growing. That's what it is. At the age of 70 or so, it stops growing.
There you go. Learn something new. Okay, we're down to our final minute and a half, and it's all yours. Sean Horn.
One more time, we want the seminar attendance to really top out here. So once more, if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, we have a bunch of events upcoming. May 16th at the Holiday Inn in Irwin out in the North Huntington area. May 23rd, Holiday Inn in Monroeville. Again, always a big turnout in the Monroeville area, so come join your neighbors. I'm going to be hosting on May 25th at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. I love that place. We always get a good turnout there as well. And then May 31st, I'm going to be in attendance watching as Corey hosts at the Cranberry Public Library. All are 6 o'clock start times. And once more, if you're in Upper St. Clair, Beaver Falls, Harmerville, New Kensington, Pleasant Hills, Oakdale, Gibsonia, we are coming to you soon. Go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com. And check out our seminars tab to see when we're coming.
You know, when people used to actually travel by jet, plane, and automobile and do business trips during the week, frequent flyer miles. You know where the original podcasting started?
No.
At a Holiday Inn lounge.
No way.
Used to be a great, literally, but figuratively, Holiday Inn right over the hill here, which is no longer. You could go in there on a Tuesday night, meet people from all over the country, and over cocktails and appetizers, you could get involved in conversations that were absolutely amazing. So when you think about it, those Holiday Inns, those lounges where you had live music and good food, people got a chance to just talk about their life and what they were doing and why they were in Pittsburgh and why Pittsburgh was really something pretty cool. And that's what you guys are doing with healthcare. So you're going back out to these places talking to people. It's a good thing.
Yeah, we want to be able to reach people wherever they are. And again, not everybody wants to come to an event. We totally understand. But you can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to our Facebook. You can go, you know, we'll come to you individually. We have many different ways that we can reach you.
Listen, take care. Always good seeing you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. The great Sean Horn, MediConnectInsurance.com. Don't forget, 888-818-6334. Live advisors till noon. Never a charge for their services.